Hello everyone. My name is Riju and today I'm gonna talk about what's there in ADA.NET Entity Framework 4.1, which is known as Code First. So what I'm gonna show you is the feature available as part of the Entity Framework, which we have recently released, and how we can write code against our relational database, which doesn't have a model. So what I'm going to show you is the core features available in this release. Now I'm going to talk about what happens in the background, etc. So those are the documentation you can always refer back to MSDN to know more about it. So let's see how you can implement things into your application. So let's open the project, which is a blank project. Before I start this project, I have taken reference two very important references. One is this Entity Framework. This Entity Framework DLL comes only when you install that bits. So this version is 4.1, you can see that, and you need to separately download and install it. Another thing which I have added is the data annotation, which I'll be showing in my later part of the demo. So the basic of the Entity Framework Code First is that you can start without having the database available. So you start writing the code, define your domain model, and then get your database created based on the model you have specified here. So it's a more of a domain-driven development feature. So let me add those domain classes. So I have, let's say, a department class which has got ID and name. Then I also have another class called employee. So let me add that employee department class, so which has got employee department ID and then employee name. Right? Now what I need to do is that build some sort of relationship which will tell me that each of the department can have many employees. So employees will be belonging to certain departments. So to do that, I have to define that relationship, and that can be done through this. So each department will have multiple employees, so I will use I collection of type employee department, that's which I had defined later, and then this is the way I generally define. Then I also have that employee department which will also refer to the department table, so I will have department. Now I need to also initialize this department collection by in the constructor saying that hey, this is the department, so empd pds is equals to new list of type emp department. And to enable the lazy loading in Entity Framework Code First, you have to use those property as virtual properties. So let's define them as virtual property. Now I'm done. Now the next thing I need to is to build that connection to the database, and this time we'll instead of using object context, we'll use DB context, which is much lighter. So I will define a public class, let's say HR context, and then which will take the reference of DB context. And this is the new context class available in Entity Framework 4.1. Under that, I will define two properties of DB set, and this is of department, and then I name it as depths. And the second property is another DB set of employee department, which is empdpts. So these are the two properties I have here, and I'm done. So this is my data access layer, which I have defined, and then I'll start adding values to this class. Just like Entity Framework, I will add few values. So let's add few values, populate them over here. And then let's just leave that like this. And so I will be having few values into this. So what I'm trying to do is that I'm trying to create a new department with the department name as programming. And then I have got a department called IT. And then I'm adding employees and their department, either D1 or D2, based on they belong to, and running a for each loop just to add them to the collection. Once I'm done, calling the save changes. Everything remains the same as it was in ADA.NET Entity Framework. Now, I can also set those, read those values from the database, saying that EF 4.1, and then select them and read those values. So let me also say that I'm reading the department name, putting some different shader over here at this point in time, and then writing them into giving us line space. So let me run this. So when I run this, what exactly would happen first time? So this will create a database in my SQL Express, because I haven't mentioned anything specific at this point in time. So it'll create a database under the SQL Express, and then with the name of my namespace.context, and then create those tables and add those values. So if I run this application now, just by hitting F5, and then this will display the data after adding them into my database. So now if I go back to my SQL Server, what exactly happens if I refresh my existing database list, and I get to see there is a EF4.1 CodeFresh B.NET HR context, which has got tables like departments, employee departments, etc. Right? So that's quickly how you can add the values. Now, if you want to see what are the values available here, so you run the query in under departments, you'll find two departments created. And similarly, if you run the query against the employee department, you will find additional few employees holding those department IDs. So it basically created a primary key foreign relationship in the actual relational database and added values over there, right? So that's a quick example of how you can retrieve data and add data to the database using Entity Framework CodeFresh model. There are a few things I just would like to highlight in this short video, talking about how you can add different metadata information. For example, when you want to define a certain column as your primary key, make them unique, etc. So, for example, in this, I'm using ID. And if you look back into the database, you'll find in the designer the column ID is primary key. So, the convention of the Entity Framework takes care of that primary key generation part. So, either if it finds the column name as ID or the class name and ID as one of the properties, then it creates that as primary key field. So you can see in my class, I have this as ID, integer, and this is the emptdepth ID. What if this is not the class I'm working with? So it has got my ID. So in an Entity Framework, to deal with any of the tables, what you need is at least a primary key column, otherwise you can't create a model. So now if I go ahead and let's say delete this database at this point in time, so let me close all of them and then delete this database. So if I go ahead and delete this database and say okay, gone. Now if I change the column name to my ID and try to run this application, it will throw me an error. So let's see what's the error. So this error says that I don't have any key field, right? So now I have to define the key, right? So has no key defined department table. So how do I define the key? There are two ways by which you can define the key. Either you can use the data annotation and add this key thing, and then you get those key created for you. So now if I just use the data annotation and run this code, this will run fine as it was running earlier, and this will create a table called department with a field called department my ID, and then have that as primary key. So that's the instruction which we have given to the database to do how you want to do. So not always you will have a table holding either ID or the table name ID. You can have anything as your primary key, any underscore name or anything. Now, this is a little bit of this. Now, every time I change something to my class, I have to regenerate the database. It basically regenerates the database, which means if I say that there is another field called location in my department table, now if I run this code, this will throw me an error because this can't replace the database. And this happens because CodeFresh doesn't allow us to do migration, so it can't change the existing structure. It drops the whole database and creates it. But it doesn't do because it can lose data, so we need to provide a special instruction to do that. So how do you do that? So in the main method, I'll use a class called database.setInitializer, and under that I'll pass my HR context, and under that I'll pass drop create database if model changes, and then that is also HR context, and then I'm done. Now this time if I run this code, this won't throw me an error and do drop the database and create it for me. So if I run it again, you'll find same set of data twice coming because it is adding value the moment I don't change any of the existing design. So that's a little bit of Entity Framework Code First in version 4.1. A lot of new exciting things coming up. Stay tuned. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.